This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you're in the military and they're not letting you get on Infowars.com, try PrisonPlanet.com. Bureaucracy's so stupid, a lot of times they don't block that. They will now. You can get us on Facebook, Twitter, other enemy platforms, YouTube. We have our own PrisonPlanet.tv. That's why we have it. So that it's not as easy for the system to just block us on YouTube as they've done before. That's why you got to become a member. And don't just take this broadcast for granted, folks. They do not want this going out. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Yep. You want to talk, Chris? Are you there?
Yes, first to the caller who said don't feed the beast. Yes, we can follow the good example of tax protester Cindy Sheehan, especially in view of the article like billions over Baghdad 2007 Vanity Fair, where out of $12 billion from the Fed that was sent to buy off the Iraqi Coalition Provisional Authority, $9 billion went missing. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of the palace of cash. It just proves it.
Yeah, that was just the first rollout. It's as high as $80 billion. And they even gave privates up to $30,000 to corrupt them and threaten to arrest them later so the military couldn't speak out.
Right, right. And they've got to pay off the puppet tyrants, both within and without our country, for any hope of future control over them. So let's stop working for a privately owned, unaccountable central bank controlling all our currency and credit, which can only be spent at venues which accept it, a la company stores in our fascist company town, country, but instead we're establishing all options to the Fed, such as publicly accountable community currencies that are denominated in time, so they are actually nationally and internationally exchangeable, and things like cooperative.
Exactly. Finance. Go to the Amish, go to the farmer's market, plant your own garden, get out of the system, get off the grid as much as you can, eat healthy, be loving to each other, speak out against the globalists. Well said. That's how you bring them down, is exposing their operations. And it didn't matter if the zombies want to go along with it. A large minority can stop this. Dave in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was just calling to let you know that with the ISIS thing going on, there is a Fort Hunter Liggett and Camp Roberts here in California.
Yep.
And the bases are packed. And the military officers are staying there training for Iraq. That's what they're doing right now over there.
Yeah, and then they'll give part of the country to the al-Qaeda folks, saying it was a deal with them, partition the nation, call the other part Kurd and the other part Shiite, break it in three pieces. Always been the plan, and they're now promoting that right now. Totally disgusting. Anything else?
No, that's just it, man. Keep it up, brother.
And, thank you. Go ahead.
Bye.
Thank you. And bottom line, we are being blocked at more bases. If you're at a base or a library or anywhere being blocked, send it to showtips@infowars.com. We'll get an article out about where this is happening to you. But this is out of Fort Hood, and I guess they might have been looking at a Texas Guard portal when they got blocked. But that's a Texas Guard report saying not allowed to go to that, I guess because we showed them running checkpoints and stuff for the Kite Festival and how they're being federalized. I guess that's a big no-no. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Michigan. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, I'm just calling about how they're really throwing it in your face with the water fluoridization here in town. You can go to www.cityofmuskegonheights.org and view the report for this year, how they're finally admitting that the fluoride comes from discharge from fertilizer and aluminum factories, the barium comes from drilling waste discharge, metal refinery discharge, the chromium comes from steel and pulp mill discharge. They're literally.
And by the way, the general public doesn't know that. But you should send us at showtips@infowars.com that link just to show headline, city admits toxic waste added to water on purpose, and then point out that worldwide they take the toxic waste as a big joke and put it in the water. Promise you'll send me the link to that city and that town with them admitting that to showtips@infowars.com. Will you do it?
Yep, we'll do, Alex.
Say the name of the city again.
cityofmuskegonheights.org, all one word, www.
And what's the name of the document?
It's the water Muskegon Heights Water System Water Quality Report 2014.
And by the way, all of it says it. Up to 350 deadly chemicals.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template.
In North America.
They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. Do you understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hey, you Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's gonna come down on on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats officials and authorities. You will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
Ladies and gentlemen, that little promo piece has been out for a few months. Shikari Jackson put that together from past statements I've made. If you're a TV viewer, you can see the free feeds at Infowars.com/show, or if you're a subscriber over at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I think the audio transfers over to the main audience, the radio listeners. I want to welcome everyone to the main transmission here today. It is Tuesday, the 17th day of June, 2014. We are going to first break down the fact, and my crew is looking for it, but we don't mark down every word I say, but everyone knows that since Benghazi took place a few years ago, even before that with the Libya situation, the West is giving high-tech, modern, surface-to-air, anti-aircraft missiles to certified real Al-Qaeda, to their command base in Benghazi, which then took over all of Libya. They even had the weapons last year shooting them at helicopters in the country of Egypt till the military crushed them, and CNN called the military, you know, violent terrorist because they dare fight back against Al-Qaeda. And now it is on Fox News, CNN, you name it. Oh, we've got to take your rights because Al-Qaeda and ISIS have gotten Stinger missiles. Why? They must have overrun U.S. bases and found them just lying there, like U.S. military pulls out of bases and just leaves Stinger missiles laying there on the ground. Remember last week, last Friday, I shot a video of a 20-minute special report for the Nightly News where I showed the Pentagon putting out statements to the AP that, oh, we think ISIS that's connected to Al-Qaeda might have found some of our weapons at bases that we left behind. That's why they've got U.S. weapons. And then they have the neocons come in and give Obama cover, going, he's not doing enough. He should invade and blow up Al-Qaeda. They know full well they armed Al-Qaeda, along with the Republican Democratic Party backing it, in the last 3.5 years to attack Syria right on the border. And they took over part of Syria and used that as a command base right across the border from Iraq. And the Iraqi military in the last 3 months has been blowing up military bases and convoys as they try to come across the border. And they know Al-Qaeda has taken over Fallujah, Tikrit, and other areas, and it's been on the back burner in our news. There have been giant 5-mile-long convoys of well-organized vehicles with medium and light weapons and high-tech weapons pouring across. You don't think they couldn't have had a bunch of drones come in and take them out, Highway of Death style, like 1991? when Saddam's forces fled out of Kuwait back into Iraq. Obama's golfing in Palm Springs looking at his retirement home. Why, Obama doesn't know what's going on. This is a Saudi Arabian proxy army. And I, of course, said that months ago, said they were getting ready to take down Iraq. At least the entire bottom half of it. Because that's the globalist plan. They've had these guys take over Libya, try to take over Syria, try to take over Egypt. That's how evil our so-called government is, folks, that they would try to turn the stable government of Egypt, 35 years working with the United States, from an old policy set up when JFK left office at LBJ to stabilize the region. Christians and Muslims could live in peace. You could buy property there. You could be left alone. You could be a good tourist. Prosperity for the country. That is now gone. And how many times did I tell you, we've got to find the clip. I mean, we've got to just start, I guess, paying to have a transcript made every day. It would cost probably $400, $300 a day, but the computers are getting good enough to do it, to just search and turn everything into a Word document every day, like the NSA does with everybody's phone conversations. We should do it ourselves so we can search my comments. But I probably, let's not exaggerate, I probably said 150 times, because I did it on dozens of broadcasts, and I would do it each time over and over again on each broadcast, that you will hear them say Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups have gotten modern Stinger missiles. These aren't left over from the 80s when the CIA gave it to them. And they're going to shoot down airliners in the U.S. and Europe. We've got to take your liberties because Al-Qaeda's now got surface-to-air missiles that will shoot down airliners. Last night and this morning, all I heard was, see, we need Homeland Security more than ever. We need checkpoints on the highways. I saw Senator Mendez, it just went on and on, saying this has all got to be done because of the fact that Stinger missiles are about to kill us right now. And all it'll take is some private contractors, or they'll even use a cutout group of real Muslim extremists who think they're actually fighting for Allah. They will shoot down, they'll probably fire four Stinger missiles. I know how the globalists operate. This is how they'll do it. They'll get outside Dallas or D.C. or wherever, and they'll pick, you know, aircraft taking off with the folks going to Europe for holiday or whatever. And they'll wait till two jets take off. They'll have four, because it needs to be spectacular. And they'll shoot them all down right there. And then that'll disappear, and they'll find a car. I say this to ruin their plans. They'll find a car with all the Arabic and why they did it and everything. Maybe even blaming it on Iran. Doesn't matter, Iran's the opposite group. I've now heard them saying Shiites are really Al-Qaeda and then Iran. I saw that on Fox and CNN yesterday. I'm now monitoring enemy transmissions even more because of how they operate. I can learn a lot because they like to pre-program. And I need the exact pre-programming to understand what they're planning. Because they talk to you like you're unconscious idiots. You know, they say, you kept your doctor, even though you can't keep it. This lowered your price, even though it increased it. You didn't build your business. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise it. They talk to you like you have a 45 IQ and can't talk. They talk to you like you're 2 years old. Even a 2-year-old has discernment and knows it's a lie. And so I'm seeing pre-programming, and I'm telling you, it won't matter. When I get up and say, see, I told you, I'll be the traitor who doesn't care about the lives of the dead people. You know, how dare Alex Jones say the Stinger missile attack on the jet airliners in D.C. or Dallas or L.A.? How dare him or Chicago, because they want a place with a lot of media to cover it the way they want. How dare him side with Iran and say they didn't do it? Even though we exposed the chemical weapons attack 3 times that Saudi Arabia launched against Assad to blame him. Later came out in Cy Hirsch, New Yorker magazine, everywhere, BBC, it was staged, admitted, with Turkey as well. So, if I was the globalist, and then I see all their pre-planning, they're doing exactly what I would do if I was them, you can see the whole thing unfolding. So let's go ahead and play Megyn Kelly on Fox News. We've got a bunch of these clips coming up. Get ready for Stinger missiles. Give up all your rights. Here it is.
Breaking tonight, a troubling report on the terror group now in control of a third of Iraq. The State Department is now pulling hundreds of staffers from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad as this terror group controls more of the territory around the capital city. Not only are we getting new reports that this group may have executed as many as 1,700 Iraqi security forces in recent days, including in a massacre that they put online and bragged about, but today we learned that the same group may now be in possession of a deadly cache of American-made firepower, Stinger missiles. They are powerful enough to take down a commercial airliner.
We're going to come back with that, by the way, because they need that to take out the Iraqi helicopters. So the CIA said, House 5.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step to towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Thank you.
through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And everybody knows, I told you what Benghazi was about. It was about plausible deniability. And I knew 100% last week when I saw a bunch of articles in a major domestic Pentagon push where they domestically engaged in what was illegal until last year, propaganda, lies, saying, oh, Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they just got the missiles left in some bases in Iraq. Uh-huh. That's right. And, boy, that's why Obama's doing nothing. But now he sent 200-and-something troops to the big, giant embassy to make sure Al-Qaeda doesn't get it. Uh-huh. Al-Qaeda will probably shoot a few mortars at the base in the middle of the night and may even kill a few real troops just to make it look like there's a fight going on. Because the troops don't know it's all staged. Just like the Al-Qaeda is going to kill U.S. personnel and contractors, because it's real, folks. It's real wars. It's just, it's the same group at the top running it to take over nation states, because stability and the people and freedom and civilization is the target. It's called destabilization. Zbigniew Brzezinski's written not one, not two, not three, not four, but five books. And guess who read all five of them? I read his Technotronic Era when I was 14 years old. You know why? Growing up, I wasn't allowed to watch television except to watch PBS or Saturday morning cartoons. And the house was just full of political science books. And I always thought his books had the coolest covers. Had all these little squiggly lines and green and yellow shapes. And I wanted to read it. I wanted to read The Road to Serfdom. I wanted to read all of it. You know what I did? And I guess that's why I'm a weirdo. See, when I was 14, I wasn't just a bookworm. I was playing football and dating girls and everything else. But I always wanted to run back at night and stay up late and read Zbigniew Brzezinski, where he admitted the elite run the narcotics and the elite control all the major criminal groups, because that's how we maintain order, is by controlling the evil. And then I read Machiavelli when I was 16, the same year I read Mein Kampf or My Struggle. And so I just had this top political science education by the time I was about 18 years old, because it was so entertaining. I didn't realize what I was even reading at the time. It was just so interesting. Mass executions every other page in Order of Death by Heinz Hobel. And page turner in Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by Scherer. The Battle for Gaul by Julius Caesar. I was reading Caesar's words written 2,050-something years ago about out-of-control populations. And so in high school and college, I said, my God, this is everything I read. They're doing it now. And public, if you can learn how this stuff works, if I can learn how this works, we can turn this around. But you must discover how you're controlled. And then you can say they're going to take the Benghazi Stinger missiles and they're going to hold Europe and the United States hostage. And the elite here are going to take all of our rights in the next phase of Stinger terror. But only by exposing the enemy's next move can we stop them. We can pull up the Washington Times 2 years ago. Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in unlocking online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Not only are we getting new reports that this group may have executed as many as 1,700 Iraqi security forces in recent days, including in a massacre that they put online and bragged about, but today we learned that the same group may now be in possession of a deadly cache of American-made firepower, Stinger missiles. They are powerful enough to take down a commercial airliner.
Well, that's last night, Megyn Kelly. Ladies and gentlemen, on record, Saudi Arabia is in their own newspapers, Kurt Nemo's written articles, bragging that this is a holy caliphate of the Sunni, which are the majority of Muslims worldwide, taking over the Shiite nation of Iraq. And I watched Fareed Zarkaria, the Bilderberg Group member, and I watched them all. He was on MSNBC this morning. That was CNN. I was on the elliptical, flipping through channels. Talk about how the leader of Iraq, Maliki, is a thug and a Shiite evil man, and that this is what he basically deserves. So now Al-Qaeda is the good guy, and the elected government that's been somewhat pro-U.S., it's been neutral, is now the bad guy. And then they flip to another guest saying, you better give your rights up, a U.S. senator, or we're going to be hit by terrorists. Iraq is just like this perpetual war zone after they removed Saddam. 23 years ago, they started the war against these people. Is 100 years of war against Iraq proper? 1,000? 1,000,000? Iraq never attacked us. Iraq was a somewhat of a secular nation that the CIA, under another policy, put a stabilizer in, Saddam Hussein. That's declassified. Then they set him up, told him to invade Kuwait, and then they've been weakening the country ever since, and now they're pouring into the country out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the giant forces that were in Syria for the 3.5 years couldn't beat Assad. Now they're pouring into the totally infiltrated Iraqi government with CIA, MI6, contractor spooks everywhere, using that embassy to give battle data to Al-Qaeda and its new comic book name, ISIS, or ISIS, potato patata, ISIS, as they fly the bin Laden and Al-Qaeda flags, bigger than Dallas. And as they murder every Christian and every military and every police person they find, these are police people and military people that were trained on record by our U.S. military and incredible casualties to stabilize that country after it was destabilized by the West. And now they're being killed, and CNN, Fox, and MSNBC all are up there saying, well, the president of Iraq should have just been more pro-West and should have done whatever we said. And maybe now if he behaves, we may give some airstrikes to stop Al-Qaeda that has, or ISIS, that has now surrounded Baghdad. This would be the equivalent of 200,000 jihadis that had infiltrated the U.S., massing around D.C., attacking it, murdering everyone they come across, and the news goes on and says, Obama's been unpopular. You know, he deserves this. I mean, that's basically what CNN's saying. And they try to make it about Bush. Bush was puppet. Bush was the earlier program to destabilize Iraq and get it ready for Saudi Arabia, who's been softening Iraq up for 22 years. Where did 15 of the 19 hijackers come from? Wasn't Iraq, ladies and gentlemen. You'd answer Saudi Arabia on Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek would say you answered correctly. We should have our own Jeopardy show once a month where we actually have real contestants in here and ask them terror questions and have big prizes. How about the grand winner each time for an hour show gets $5,000? We can even have people Skype in maybe as contestants. You know, they enter a lottery, they Skype in like 10 different Skype people, and I sit there and like Jeopardy and, you know, ask them, let's start easy. Oh, you picked false flag, stage terror, destabilization group. All right, number one. What year was the Gulf of Tonkin? Bing, 1964. Correct. In the same category, Bing. What year was the USS Maine destroyed, starting the Spanish-American War? Bing, 1898.
Good. Answer in the form of a question.
Yeah, the answer for a question. I don't watch the show. You'll have to give me all the stuff. Next thing, they'll sit there and go to the next question. There you go. For the Daily Double, doesn't that mean it's associated with the last question? Who was president in 1898 when the U.S. government staged the false flag launching that war? Who is William McKinley? You are correct. Good. Now, let's continue in the false flag category. Can we do that again, please? But, all right. Continuing. You're doing really good. Wow, I got a lot of money up there on the board. Let's move on now to another question. Bing. Ah. ISIS. ISIS. What Muslim group founded and runs this organization? Bing. Oh, you know the answer already. That would be Al-Qaeda. Good answer. You win. All right, let's move along. The next question. Which country founded and runs Al-Qaeda? And in 1901, launched the attack from a small Bedouin-held territory to take over most of the Middle East and was backed by British intelligence. Bing! You've already got the answer. What is Saudi Arabia? The final question. You get a super bonus. Fans of Jeffrey will get mad because I don't even know the show very well. It's just, I'm just kind of winging it here. The next question, the final. What's the big bonus when you get the whole group right? What's that called? Point is, you're gonna win $10,000 if you get this next one right. Which Western intelligence group established the original Bedouin tribes into a military force to destabilize and take over the entire region in 1901? Beep. You've already got the answer? Why, yes, I do. That would be British intelligence. Incredible. Wow, you've just won that entire category. Now, next up, snuff films of children. You know what? And we can have when I do this and the answers, we'll provide documentation for each answer to show everyone this is the way to reach the general public. I've been realizing that we need to do it entertainment style. And I should do a show once a week where I endorse the whole New World Order. I'm going to go, so they found a couple thousand dead toddler Irish kids to show the photos of the sweet little children who had nothing even wrong with them, and they injected them with experimental vaccines to kill them on purpose and put them in a septic tank. And I'll go, what's that? And I go, it's cleaning up those subhumans. Yeah. And in New York State, what year did CPS workers blow the whistle on black children being fed pesticides until they died by a major agri company? Why? You guessed right. 2005, New York Daily News. In the form of an answer, though. Oh, you say you've got it in the form of an answer? What is it? What is New York State? Correct answer. Let's move on with torture of children and snuff films. With the next question, it's a little harder. Which CIA psychiatrist for more than 40 years tortured and mind-controlled, including sexual exploitation of small children grabbed out of their backyards at CIA bases in Maryland and in Canada? Give you a lot of info there. Who is it? You say you've already got the answer? Who is Dr. Ewing Cameron? Oh, my gosh. Me, Daily Double. Next up is the same association as this one. Who was his main protege, who was also Tim McVeigh, the bombing patsy's main adjunct, and who was in the CIA MK Ultra hearings? Me, you have the answer? Yes. Who is psychiatrist Jolyon West? Correct. Is that enough InfoWars Jeopardy for everybody? We should trust the government. We should take all the shots they give us and eat the GMO food, even though all these top scientists have gone public saying they were hired. I've had them on the show to design potato in England, you name it, to sterilize people, but only a certain portion so that no one could tell it was the potato directly. And then they hit you from so many other angles, they end up getting everybody. Guys, I'm thinking we should call it, like, even though it's a parody, we can get away with doing it. We should call it something like Punkity. To the Jeopardy, you know, we're a punk nation of slaves. It'll pump with anything. So we'll call the show I Got Punked. Hi, I'm Alex Jones. Thank you to I Got Punked. This is to honor the nation of sheep who, well, like punks in prison, love to get beat up every day and forced to bend over. It'd be easier to stand up and fight, but they want the hard road of being a slave. So to all the slaves out there, you want it? You want a kick in the teeth every minute on the minute? You're going to get it. The road to serfdom is for you. I think I need to stop right now. See, I get a little down sometimes about everything, like I was yesterday. And then I just kind of rebound with a sarcasticness like I'm doing right now. I bet all you FBI guys and Secret Service guys and military people, I bet you think you're going to be real safe in this system where everybody gets backstabbed. Actually, the military and police and people are waking up because they realize this is going to a really bad place. I wonder what's happening with the general public, though. Do they have any idea that it's admitted that Obama ordered the attack on anybody who was pro-freedom with the IRS that's totally beyond Richard Nixon times 1,000? And that now they claim all the emails have been erased now that Congress is forcing the subpoena. IRS loses emails from 6 more involved in targeting in different email systems. And, of course, the head of the environmental grab, she got caught in subpoenas lying about emails and had fake emails. Isn't that just sweet? Isn't that just cute, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't that just special? And the dollar is plunging in value. Price of meat, chicken, fish soars to all-time high on dollar devaluation. And also they've rigged now by getting most of the food produced outside the country. 50 years ago, we could feed the whole world, literally. Now they've scammed the markets, the meat packing, so much that they've set it up where you can't produce chicken, turkey, fish farm fish, beef, and make a living in most cases. It's not very profitable, put it to you that way. If you're an actual producer, unless you're big agribusiness, they're giving all the loopholes and tax exemptions and all the taxpayer money. The little guy doesn't get all that, the corporate welfare. And so as most of the ranchers shut down, the small chicken producers shut down, you're going to find out what it's like, and I hope everybody enjoys it. But on top of all of that, because, we don't want that freeloader Bundy, whose family's been on that land since 1877, 1878, 6 generations, 7 generations. They've run out all the other 30-something ranching families that came there on wagon trains. But don't worry, he'll shut down, and then he'll show that lazy freeloader. And then who can pay the taxes? All the BLM and the little army outfits who can't wait to have a war with the Tea Party. Mm-hmm. They're all so tough, They're all big, big, big tough commandos. By the way, there's a video up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com is linked to the story from yesterday in the middle column. Churches caught shipping illegals into the country. And I saw some of the trolls in the comments saying it wasn't true and stuff, and our story got picked up by hundreds of other publications, and I went and looked at some of those. And the talking point is, these are just kids that got off buses and teenagers and their moms and babies, and so the churches waited at the border to be nice. No, we went and found the churches' public statements, the Catholic churches, the evangelical churches, all Democratic Party front groups, 501c3, getting taxpayer money and getting Ford Foundation money, in their own words, to stage the illegals coming in and the Border Patrol being told to stand down. And guess what the Border Patrol did? They came over and got in our reporters' faces yesterday. And so that's the big news. And our guy shot a report about it. So we've got them coming up in the third hour. They're going to have that video. Jakari mentions it in another report, talking about Border Patrol powerless, and that's interesting, but the headline is Border Patrol tries to stop press from reporting on collapsed border, because that's what happened. I've talked to them. But that's how nice my reporters are. Oh, really? We're being harassed by the Border Patrol, literally down there showing the illegals being let in. Of course. The press is the enemy in something like this. And I'm not trying to get in a fight with the Border Patrol, but you've got a bunch of political people in the Border Patrol now. The head of it and people are former Ford Foundation heads who've sworn to destroy this country. And so they're following orders to change diapers, heat up milk for the babies, get them on the buses, and get them deeper into the U.S., where they promptly become citizens. And Obama, I'm going to cover this after the break, is running around honoring illegal immigrant children this week. That's to encourage them up here. And then acting like, we don't know why there's a flood. And now that the word's here, that you get here, everything's free. I've got articles coming up. I'll show you photos in mainstream news of, like, women with babies hanging off of them. Totally dependent. I mean, the country is being sunk. I study military history, folks, but anybody can figure this out. When they turn off half the power plants in the country, as they're now doing, they've shut a third up down, they're shutting down the other two-thirds of the 50% they swore to do. That's a military attack. It'll cost money for everything else you do, like meat that's exploding. When they ship your jobs overseas with incentives where it's impossible to have a factory here in the U.S. unless you're an insider, that's called deindustrialization, economic warfare. when you ship in tens of millions of illegals to get freebies and to vote to take the rights of the people, that's an economic takeover. This is a military takeover. They use Al-Qaeda to take down Iraq or take down Libya or Syria. They use economic warfare on us. And people that understand it can thrive in this environment, but most people can't. Most people are caught flat-footed, and they're bringing us down right now. What comes next to get us behind the government? Nukes going off. Airplanes being shot down. Remember what Obama said after I warned? His main fear is a nuke going off in New York.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Open the phones up about ISIS and the globalist shadow army descending over the Middle East, engaging in extermination of Christians everywhere, which is a stated goal of the so-called leftists that run our government, who aren't real leftists. I know plenty of hippies, plenty of folks that are into organic food that are wonderful, great people. You know, they're buying milk from the Amish and care about freedom and own guns. There's like a hippie Texan type that is great people. But the globalists pose as trendy hippies and as, quote, you know, progressive loving people when they are nothing but a group of social engineering tyrants who are a totally parasitic group. Now, I want to get into all the articles that are up on InfoWars.com and take your calls on ISIS and what's happening over there and the demonization of the Iraqi government on all the channels. Well, he's a bad guy. He didn't include people. So it's good to have an army out of Saudi Arabia that massed in controlled areas of Jordan and Syria, come in and murder everybody. And Fareed Zakaria was smiling. He's so evil looking. Smiling and giggling about it. Getting off on the power. Like Hillary going, I came, I saw, he died. If some commando would have broken Gaddafi's neck, there's a military code with real killers that they don't brag about it. A, it's bad luck. B, it's unseemly. C, you don't want folks coming after you because you've killed people. D, when you're a tough guy and people know it, other tough guys want to fight you. I keep going on the list of why no one in history gets up on TV or in newspapers or in print or on a speech and says, I killed Gaddafi. And it's some ugly, crone, evil woman who didn't do jack crap, who lied about herself being in an aircraft shot up over Serbia. Remember that, Loadable? They were sitting on flak jackets as they flew into the combat zone. I've got a cousin who's been in the military 31 years, and I asked him, he's been over 20 combat tours. He won't tell you anything. No stories, no nothing. Except about people burning up their own kids and stuff, and why he hates Al-Qaeda type people so much. And then meanwhile, you got Hillary Clinton talking about how tough she is. I mean, this is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. So that's all coming up. Up on Infowars.com, established church groups aiding illegal immigrant invasion of U.S., Paul Watts and Alex Jones article, proving the article that's up on DrudgeReport.com, where we show the church admitting they're shipping them in. But this is in their own words in mainstream news the last 3 years, saying this was the plan. This is a concerted nationwide plan on record to totally take down the country. Paul Watson and I prove it in this key article, red linked on Infowars.com. Largest gas pipeline serving Europe, that's to make Europe buy globalist gas, blows up in Ukraine. World War III starting, folks. It's proxy wars. What's wrong with these two headlines? Cop punches woman in the stomach, crowd outraged. It's all coming up in the next hour. I'm going to get into all of it and take your phone calls. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Please don't forget, this is a listener-supported broadcast. We bring you the ProPure Best G2 filters with a free stainless steel stand and 10% off the promo word water at InfoWarsStore.com. Each nightly news membership with my films and more at PrisonPlanet.tv. There's really 11 memberships to share with friends and family. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. I want to thank those of you that are. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. And find the best nation iodine out there, the super male vitality, all of it. And I want to thank you all for funding the front line.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.